We've had some overseas-based players look to come over here and prepare. So the only player out of the squad that hasn't been around is Imran Khan, who's based out of California. Everyone else has actually been here for a period of time, so it's been fantastic. We've had the Kumar brothers have been here for the last 4 or 5 months, and Ravivi Lasima has popped over, and he's been here for the last month. So it's been really good that we've had everyone here, and there's not going to be a settling-in period. Everyone get to know each other again. There's only Imran we'll be waiting for.
And fitness, everybody raring to go, or are there one or two injury problems to be resolved?
No, touch wood, we're all going really good. We've focused hard on our fitness this year to go to another level, and that's worked out quite well. And probably the only thing that we're a little bit concerned about is our skills component, but we've just been able to modify it and do different types of activities here because the weather in Fiji has been extremely wet.
You might, of course, find yourself at the mercy of the rather fickle English weather, never mind the Fijian weather.
Oh, that's right. It may follow us over there, but I think that so far in England, they've had a pretty good summer, so fingers crossed.
And the warm-up games that you have lined up, will they be against local club sides or other international sides?
The sides will be mainly club sides for now. I have been putting out requests to see if any of the other opposition teams wanted to play a warm-up game in the last week on the 2nd and the 3rd or the 4th of September, but haven't had much luck. So we'll be playing mainly club teams. But I have been told that Prince and Guru Club have got about 4 overseas-based players playing with them from different parts of the world, so they'll be quite strong.
Now, the tournament itself sees you line up in a group with Guernsey. They'll be the first team that you play from the Channel Islands, just off the coast of France there. Suriname also in your group, and Botswana. It's an unlikely mix, isn't it? Do you know anything at all about your opponents?
No, not really. No, I have done a little bit of homework, but it's very limited on what you can actually find. Now, looking at websites and results of previous games. But I think one of the big things for us is that it's important that we play really well and execute our processes when we bat and bowl and field. And I think if we can do that, I'm very confident that we'll perform well. I think we'll come unstuck. We basically try to get too funky and don't do the basics well. And if we start to do that, that's when we'll lose our way. But we're expecting no easy games. Guernsey's very experienced in the World Cricket League. And Suriname, the potential that they're from the West Indies and not far from Guyana. So players of that type, they'll be a very attacking side. And Botswana, we're not too sure, but the guys have played Botswana before previously, I think, in World Cricket League. So we have a little bit of a background of them, but it's going to be more important how we play and then we just adapt accordingly to the pitch and the conditions.
And I suppose the ideal scenario would be for you to finish top of your group, Vanuatu to finish top of theirs, which would mean you would avoid each other in the semi-finals and maybe an all-Pacific final.
Oh, wouldn't it be fantastic? Yeah, it'd be great to play Deets and his boys in the final. Oh, look, it's going to be a really, an interesting tournament. There's 8 teams vying for the 2 spots to be promoted. So, and obviously the final to win the World Cricket League 6, which is our goal. And I'm quietly confident that we can do it. But sometimes in these tournaments, you need a bit of luck to come your way. So hopefully it'll come our way. And yeah, it'd be fantastic to play Vanuatu.